Shabbat Shalom. I'm listening to a podcast. I'll put it in the description. Fucking sketchy ass man is still right where I saw the galactic Jesus. I guess I don't want my magnet. So I'll post it right here so I can see a little bit clearer. But like I was saying, once you're saved, you're always saved. So like, no one can take it away from you. And the government isn't as smart as you like to think. Now that I have my witnesses fucking all together and I'm ready for trial, it's like, I emailed Todd Spitzer. I haven't even heard from him in, like, 2 months. Am I just supposed to, like, wonder what's happening when he's the one that has a case against me himself? But I think he knows what's up. Because it's like, everybody was giving me ojitos at court. You know, like, side eye. And, like, I'm not really scared of anybody. I know how much they want me to be scared of people. How much they especially want me to be afraid of cars running me over. Because that's what I was 5150 for. But I'm just not. Like, sue me. Even though I have more proof that I should fucking see you. So, I just don't even fucking bother. Because like I said, it's not about money for me. It's the principle and principalities of it all. But I can prove everything in due time. I'm patient. So, beautiful night out. Moon is clear. How can the moon be shining from the sun? Ugh, nothing makes sense if the sun is all the way lower. God. Plus God said it's, they're two separate lights that divide the day and the night, you know? So, whatever the fuck. I don't know why the government lies to us so much. But do you think I believe you? Plus, why the fuck would I believe a church that tells me that I'm going to hell because I'm not married? Who made them the judge? And it all matters if God knows your heart. So, fuck you. You guys take advantage of people. Why should I believe anybody that takes money from poor people?